This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Welcome back, Pete and Sebastian Show. This is a continuation of last week's, because there's so much to cover with Super Bowl and what have you. So we're going to stick on the Super Bowl topic. And I think as we departed from that last episode, did you have questions in regards to the Super Bowl?
I did.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask, so I know DiCaprio was there. Did you run into him at all?
No. I didn't run into any celebrities at the Super Bowl. Whatsoever.
There, okay.
I don't know. I don't know how DiCaprio gets in and out of the Super Bowl. Again, that must be special access. That when I left the Super Bowl, I was with the mass exodus going.
Mm-hmm.
I was out in it. I was in it. Right?
Yeah.
I think DiCaprio. If I were to guess, has a car in the stadium. It's like Mahomes and then DiCaprio's car, right? I would have to guess DiCaprio is underneath the tunnel with the team bus.
Right.
No?
Yeah. And I think not only that, and it's like such an amazing life this guy lives. He dates these women that they come out of that tunnel in the car and they're like, oh my God, we're in the Super Bowl under the tunnel. And the minute they come out to an event and that woman is no longer blown away because she's been through it enough, he's like, you're out. it's very funny. I'm sorry. It's time to bring in the next one who's blown away by all this. That's like us. I tell Jackie, people get divorced because you're not into my stories anymore because you heard them. I should date a woman 10 years younger than you who's blown away by all these unbelievable stories, right?
Well, you've exhausted all your stories with your wife, right? So it's not like you're going to come up with a story and go, or very rarely. This actually happened with Lana and I the other day. She's like, why did I ever hear this story? I think it was what was that story? It was a story that I had brought up, and it was one of those rare occurrences where she's like, you never told me that. Mm-hmm. Do you ever get those? You never told me that at this age or this stage of your marriage?
No, I've been married longer than you, so I always get the punch too. I know. Then the dog came out they said. And now I say them to my kid, and you get the grunt over the shoulder. Like I say to Sadie, I have to tell you about my friend from high school. And then you hear Jackie go, oh, here we go.
If it's your kid, I believe that story now has some weight because they never heard it. And then your spouse would have to go, oh, I would think the reaction is, oh, Pete's telling the story about when he was an athlete. Oh, by the way,
that a lot. I got to give her credit.
Okay. I got to ask you this, and this wasn't even planned for this cast, but since it came up, I ran into someone the other day, and they said, in conversation, they said, well, you know, because I'm an athlete, and I go, not me. They're a real estate agent. But they said they were an athlete.
Right.
My question to you is, can you say you're an athlete if you're not a professional athlete?
You either got to be getting paid professionally or at the least sponsored. But other than that, you have to be in collegiate or high school on a team. Other than that, no, I hear you. You do athletics. You do athletics.
Well, I'll give you an example. Your wife, she runs marathons. Mm-hmm. She an athlete?
I have to say yes, but only because she's being invited now to race in Sydney. So she's going to Sydney, and they waive the racing fee, and she's part of what?
Okay. JJ Watt and your wife are talking, and your wife goes, you know, JJ, you're an athlete, I'm an athlete. You know how,
No.
Well, she would never do that.
No, I know she would never do that. Right, right. But what you're saying is, yeah, my wife's an athlete. Right. So
amateur athlete, she'd call herself.
You know what? I'd call your wife or anybody in the segment of the sports that's not getting paid. I would say the word is athletic.
Well, you got to be careful because my wife runs marathons at a high level. So that's like, you know, that's an amateur athlete competing in organized sports at a high level. So there's different, you know, like what about a guy who's playing hockey in a league where half the guys used to be in the pros, now they're in their 30s, but they're still playing high level hockey on Wednesdays and Sunday mornings. Is that an athlete?
And that's all they do?
Well, no, he's not getting paid to do that, but they're still playing at a very high level. They could beat some college teams. Is that an athlete? That guy's slippery slope. We got bigger fish to fry right now.
No.
Let's not lose our athletic audience. We don't even talk sports. Now we're going to fucking rip on them?
I'm not ripping on sports. I'm just saying.
Right.
I play pickleball. Am I an athlete?
Yes, you are. I don't want to lose listeners. Bro, by the way, Google this. Pickleball scholarship. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. First college just gave out two scholarships.
Yeah, but I'm not playing. I play recreational pickleball.
You're an amateur pickleball player.
I wouldn't even qualify myself as amateur. Right. I'm a novice at pickleball. Like, I'm sorry. I weightlift. I'm an athlete. No. You have to be performing at a high level to be in a professional sport.
Let me ask you this then. Okay, first of all, is a professional golfer an athlete?
I would have to say he is, yes.
Okay, now let's say you stopped doing show business and just focused on golfing and you got so good you were a scratch golfer competing on the same level as pros.
Yeah.
If you're that good and you're playing all the time, are you an athlete too?
If you're not in the league,
you're just playing at that level. You're that good, man. You know, but you're just one that, like, there's got to be great golfers at a country club you're joining. Like, they just love playing and they're great. Are they athletes, even though they're scoring the same as a pro golfer?
So you bring up a great point.
I do.
Do you say professional athlete? Does that distinguish?
That seems to be, that's your cutoff with everything in life. If you don't get money for it,
No.
It's a fucking hobby. Everything. I don't give a shit. If you give me a heart surgery and I don't pay you, you just did that for a hobby. You just gave me heart surgery. You're not a doctor.
How do you qualify anything then? No!
I'm just so Sicilian.
But isn't there like how do you qualify?
If Sebastian was ever a lawyer, and someone said to him, "Pro bono," you go, "Pro what? Pro what? I don't do pro bono. Pro bono."
By the way, I think I found what my second career could be.
What's that?
Lawyer.
Really?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Put it this way. I've said things to lawyers where they go, "Didn't even think of that."
Whoa.
Yeah, you know why you didn't think of it? Whoa. You ain't Sicilian.
Bro, at the very least, in retirement, you could have big law firms bring you cases that you can just like noodle over with espresso on the weekends.
I don't have a degree in it. I could almost consult, though.
Right.
They could call me and go, "What do you think of this?" And they go, "Well, not what do you think of this? Right. What do Sicilians think of this?"
Right.
And it's like a Sicilian take on law, which I don't think we've ever seen before.
Yeah.
Have we seen a Sicilian lawyer?
My cousin Vinny.
That'd be unbelievable. You'd be looking over him, calling back on Monday, go, did he ever sign for that permit in 82 that I'm seeing here? No, he didn't. There you go. You know, just like, so anyway, yeah, you're helping your own cause then, huh? Because if I was a lawyer and I had my guy was like, "Well, I think we should," I'd be like, "Shut the fuck up." <You know? laughs>
I don't think I could represent like
anyone but yourself. No, is that what you go, right?
No. But like, if you're a public defender, right, and they're like, "All right, this guy got arrested, accused of committing murder, right?
Right.
Here's your guy. And now you got to go in and go, hey, I'm your lawyer. Doesn't if I don't like the guy,
right?
I don't know if I could you defend the guy? You go, I don't like that.
Yeah, I guess that's the job. But you know, you got to defend somebody that like. I know a guy who does that. He got me out of a jam once out of Virginia, but he's a public defender.
There's this mystery guy you got. That's the guy. You've been talking about this guy for 10 years. Yeah, he's like the Wizard of Oz. He's like.
No, he helped me out.
Yeah, I know. Like, this guy we feel like you got in your corner is just like this guru that every once in a while you call up and go, hey. What do you think of this? And he gives you like a little...
He actually got a hold of a lady who made it go away, but they just made something
made
go away.
Made it go away. I mean,
go away. Not only was everything dropped, but I left with an apology for the inconvenience. I'm suing you. But I did. They
you know what it sounds like happened?
What?
Whoever you had a dispute with, right?
Yeah.
Was grocery shopping, right? And they were in the fruit section.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a tap on the shoulder and a whisper in the ear, leave it alone. And then they vanished.
This goes back to the person who got me out of the jam knew the judge well. And then they assured me when I went in front of the judge, this is what will be said.
This is like Goodfellas. Do you even want to be saying this?
That's a small town, not even where I live, too, which I couldn't believe. Yeah, they were there. Yeah. I should probably. Where did we go off with this?
We did the athlete. We're talking about you being a great lawyer. Yeah, lawyer.
I got no more use for this guy. You're fired. I want him.
All right, let's jump back into Super Bowl.
Amazing. I thought you were going to tell me that I did me and Sam Rockwell did karaoke together.
No. I'm not that guy.
Right.
You're not going to find me hanging out with the popular group at anything I ever go to. All right? I'm on the side.
Well, do you think this I want to know here, because like you say, you're not that guy, right? So you take a guy like who we always have on a pedestal, Andy Garcia, coolest living man. Obviously, Andy Garcia is probably not likely to want to go to the Super Bowl in Vegas and do all that at this point in his life. However, if he did, is he a phone call away from, you know, sipping a martini next to Wayne Newton? Or like, is Andy Garcia getting seats? I can't even say that out loud. You know, even if he was getting seats, he'd be halfway down the steps, seeing the seats, and turn to his wife, going, get in the car. This isn't...
I don't know. I wish we had him on the show to ask him. Right. But we're going to have, just so you guys know, some guests ahead. We're going to have Jay Leno, Whitney Cummings, Dane Cook.
Awesome. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, that's Jay Leno.
Right.
If you go to a sporting event, do you sit in a suite? Or do you sit in seats?
Right.
And see what he says. Or ask, you know, Whitney Cummings is great to ask because I feel like Whitney is in.
She's in.
With the popular people.
She's in.
Right?
She's in.
You know, like, I made a mistake, and we'll get into this with Whitney, and I'll tell you prior to her getting here. I don't know if I told you this on the cast.
She's a borderline female Aaron Spelling, bro. I mean, she makes TV shows.
Yeah. Makes TV shows.
She's like, right? Sometimes she's had to go from lot to lot. Two shows going at
two
once.
Shows
I've been trying to once. Sell Flagrant in Japan. I can't get this thing, so it's done.
And as you well know, Whitney had a crush on Pete.
I brought a certain shirt for the show. No, I'm only kidding. It's a joke, guy. It's a joke.
Bro, you did.
No, I really didn't. I didn't.
So Whitney had a crush on Pete. We'll get into that. But she, I feel, and I... It's like, I felt embarrassed because I didn't even know how in she was.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was coming up to the Comedy Store and whatnot, I'd see her there and talk to her. And I said, hey, this is embarrassing. And I got it. We'll cover this.
Did you ask her to open for you?
No. No, but it's almost like that.
Playing a firehouse. Want to do 15 up front?
I go, hey, listen. At the time, it was called Premium Blend.
I did that Love it. Yeah.
I did it too. But it morphed into something else. I don't know what it was.
I think maybe a half hour specials or something.
Nah, it was still kind of like a premium blend thingish. Uh-huh. So I said, hey.
TV show on Comedy Central, yeah, where comics would do like 5. You're right.
Maybe
five.
Even 5 to 10 minutes. It right, wasn't right. anything that was. And I go, hey, I know the guy booking premium blend. I could probably get you in, right? And she looks at me and kind of smirks and laughs. She goes, no, I just shot my hours. But you know, like she had, she was like further along down the road than I thought. I thought I was doing her a solid. And yeah, she almost told me, I could get you an hour special.
Like, she's looking at you like, I was coming for the thank you because I got you premium blend. They didn't tell you. Before Leno gets here,
yeah,
I got some things I want to ask him, but I got one thing that I'm wondering if I can ask him, so I want to ask you.
Okay, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Because at the end of the day, legend, love the man, but he is a comic, and you know, as comics, like, I got a certain droopy face and whatever things. I just want to know, like, what's his take on being famous for your jaw?
Oh, Jesus.
No, I don't think so. Like every time he's probably had, like, you know, we've all had cartoonists when they do meet, they're like, I'm going to make my face longer. He must be like, oh, here we go. Jaw out today. Or do you think that's like, because I feel like that's like no one's ever asked him that could be cool.
Viral.
Viral. I mean, you know, look at the elephant in the room. The jaw is the elephant.
Well, I mean, I would say.
Oh, that was might be an edit.
Well, it's a pronounced chin, I would say. Right?
Yeah, of course. It's his look. But yeah, it's a chin jaw.
Yeah.
Alligators, crocodiles, right?
It's a chin, isn't it? It's not a jaw.
Well, your chin is part of your jaw, right?
Is it?
The whole bone.
Yeah.
It's the whole bone. Okay. Yeah, right. So I don't know. I feel it out.
All right.
See where he's at.
All right.
One That's of these cool. things.
And then the other thing is the hair. It's like when you're going with gray hair at like 28, no one knows when you're 52. That's, you know, he was like doing the Richard Gere thing since he was young.
Yeah. Do you think he had gray hair young? He had that one little skunk stripe for a while.
Well, I can't remember seeing a young Leno without gray hair. Can you get us a photo of Leno before the gray hair?
Pulled up his school photo.
Oh. Wow, seeing him with brown hair is jarring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you don't even know him for it. Like, but basically, he's been famous since gray. That's fair to say, right?
Right. Yeah, there he is. From like,
look at that. He's, like, handsome.
Save a couple of these just so we could have him on cue when he comes in. We might want to pop these up.
Anyway. So,
but yeah, we'll get into the guests that we have this week about popularity.
Did you see
and what have you.
Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl?
I didn't see it. I didn't see anybody except
Holy
for.
I thought maybe she did.
She was in a box above me.
Right.
But I didn't turn around and go, oh, look.
Yeah, but they don't like all the famous people go to the same thing afterwards. And no.
Damn. They did. I didn't.
Man, I thought you were going to get a photo with Taylor Swift for sure.
No, I did go to a party. Uh-huh. In the day, it was called the Fanatics Party. It's one of these parties that, oh, that's the party to go to. I went there, and there I I got in. Lana and I, same thing, looking around, Shaq's walking around, you know, the music's playing, they're gonna have some special guests. Fat Joe walks in.
Yeah,
it's daylight. It's under a canopy, so you could see the kind of the daylight coming in, give you a little what we're seeing. I get your take on this. I get a tap on the shoulder from a guy with like an earpiece, and it's he's like, yeah, Gavin Newsom, the governor, would like to meet you.
No. Holy. That's so cool. That is so cool, bro. Oh, I would be like, I will meet him only if I get to run my fingers through his hair.
I was going to say, I'd like to meet him if he could lower my taxes.
Then he'd be like, well, just tell him I said hello to him. I was about to let him know personally that I'm jacking them up even higher.
I got to tell you, up close and personal,
you met him.
Yeah, yeah. Came up to him, and, oh man, I got turned on to your comedy about a year ago from this gentleman. He points out the so funny. I really, really enjoy your stuff and this, that, and the other thing.
Mention the cast?
No.
I mean, he knew some. You could switch me, guy. You could switch me if you told me you were listening to the cast. I'm bought. I'll be bought. Go ahead.
You could be bought. I got to tell you, this guy up close is presidential. I mean, regardless of your politics, where you're on the look alone, if he didn't open his mouth.
Yeah. No, beautiful hood ornament. Beautiful hood ornament. No, 100%. I mean, if I had a car, I just want his face on the end of the hood, hair blowing through. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Like, remember the old ships where they put the picture of the woman they love on the end of the mast? Just have Newsome. That's it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No, he should be on a Rolls Royce.
Absolutely.
Just, yeah. His head should pop out of the. You know, now that when you put the Rolls Royce on, the emblem comes up, it should just be Newsome. Just comes up and his face. If you're the governor of any state and you're at an event, do you think you could just tell your Secret Service, whoever guards you, go, you know, I would like to meet Mike Tyson. Could you go over there and meet Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Do you think governor just opens up the door to anything, regardless of politics?
Right.
If you like Democrats, you like Republicans, right. Does it go all out the door when you're at a party and someone wants to meet you?
I don't know. There may be some hardliners that would say, tell them I respectfully decline. You know, as I said, that's why I made official announcement in case he's anywhere I am, you know, no problem. You let me know, I'll be in there. But yeah. I definitely think, like, the question is, like, if he comes across someone he's a fan of that he knows is a big-time Republican, does he tell his bodyguards, like, Secret Service, don't even ask. He's going to say no. And then he's going to go on Twitter saying, he asked me to meet him, and I said no.
Well, there, I'll give you an example. Governor DeSantis out of Florida, right?
Right.
Republican. Let's say he's at a party. Right. Larry David.
Right.
Huge liberal.
Right.
Does DeSantis go, I love their love. Could I meet him?
Right.
Does politics go out the door ever?
I would like to think most people, like, I feel like a guy like Larry David would respect that you're just a politician doing the best you can. I'd love to say hi. I feel like if Rob Reiner was in the room, he, you know, start screaming at him halfway across the room, get him away! Get him away. He's a diehard Democrat. So it depends on the person, bro. You know? I mean, that's a great question, but like, we'll take it a step further, man. I'm not even asking you your political party, but if you had a strong opinion about one side and then the other side asked you to perform at the Rose Garden, are you in?
Well, it's I was asked to do what's the press thing?
Meet the Press?
No. It's like a media event.
The one that Norm did? The correspondent? Like
that's it.
Wow,
that's
it. Man.
But I didn't want to get involved.
I hear you.
First of all, it's not my idea. I don't do those types of jokes.
Yeah.
Everything would have to be written for me and shit like that. And so I'm like, I stay out of that.
I hear
you. Plus, I don't want to sit there and like rip the one side, not the other or whatever. So I said, fuck.
Right. Yeah, no, it could be very polarizing.
Yeah. So,
great thing to be asked to do if like I planned on retiring from stand-up and like 2 weeks before I was retiring, you want to do this? I'll be like the Trojan horse coming in. Yeah. And then like, let me tell you.
You would be good for that. I think you would be that's like right up your alley. Like
I like to make fun of people in a way where they go home and laugh about it with their wife. You know, like nothing heavy, whatever. No. Just the easy peasy stuff. I got to tell you, not to cut you off, Trevor Noah, was great at the Grammys. I mean, he's like exactly what they need.
Wow!
What's going on?
Wow!
What's happening?
Unbelievable, man.
Okay. This never happened to us before, and I want to get your take on this. We were in the middle of a podcast, right, talking about the White House correspondent dinner, and I felt like there was some ruckus. Right at the door, and Jay Leno walks in. Now, he was early, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know how he must have rang the bell, and I didn't even know that I had my assistant working downstairs. She must have let him in, and he came in right in the middle of our podcast. Were you as thrown as I was of how we were going to orchestrate the chairs and act like, no, we were just waiting for you.
Right.
And do we address that next time, if that ever, like if Whitney walked in right now, right? Mm-hmm. Do we go, what, Whitney, what? You mind? Like, how do we address this moving forward? It's going to happen again.
Well, it's a pecking order. And I'm not, now listen, as I said earlier, Whitney is a borderline TV mogul, and I'm not taking any of that away from her. But Leno is a, you know, basically we all grew up on this guy's a legend, right? So I don't, Leno is just lives a life of, I'm here now. You know, that's his life, you know? I think, you know, I mean, like, you could technically be there too if you want to, but like, you know, Leno don't wait. So, you know, move the chairs, do what you gotta. One thing I have to say about him, and a freaking total legend, he's just the master of, I'm a regular guy. But you're not, you know? I mean, he tells you the whole time, don't worry about being in all that circles. But they invited me to be in the bowl in the sky. But, I don't do Twitter. I don't do Instagram. But you don't have to. You're doing a monologue on a living room every night, you know? It's such a great gig. He was in, but like influential and in, but going home at 5 o'clock, you know, that whole kind of interesting life, man. Dream gig.
Would you do that gig?
Dream gig.
Man, I don't think I would.
I would, but, you know, if I could do it the way I'd like to do it, you know what I mean?
How would you do it?
Well, I wouldn't want to have people on just because they got something going on. I'd just be like, let's have so-and-so on. Can we have them on, let's do this thing with them 2 days in a row where it comes. Like, you know, I would want you to come on. I'm in the middle of a monologue, and you just show up, and you come up behind me on a live show, and you're like, you know, making fun of me from behind. You know, I'm like, what are you doing here? Like, it's like. Old school thing.
Yeah, old school hang. Yeah, I mean, I think Arsenio had some of that where I was actually talking to Arsenio at the Improv Comedy Club, and I was picking his brain about Michael Jackson, because Michael, did I tell you the story?
I'm not sure. I feel like a man, but I'm not sure.
I don't know what I'm telling you and when I'm not.
Right.
Sad. Michael Jackson appeared on the Arsenio Hall show, and it was like seeing a unicorn.
Oh, you mentioned that.
Eddie Murphy was on. So I asked, I go, did Michael Jackson, like, he goes, oh, no, he used to hang out backstage. And I think he said he was like, you know, like, do you have any lemonade? Like, some lemonade? Like, if Michael Jackson wants lemonade, don't you just get like... Like, and you don't have it?
Right.
Did you start squeezing lemons in the back? And the fucking guy wants lemonade. Right. So it was a party back there, what I understand, where, and Kimmel has it set up that way, where it's a hang.
Yeah.
And Leno didn't have that. He just had the dressing rooms.
Right.
What's his name? George Lopez used to have. Did I ever tell you the story about my managers at the George Lopez show?
No.
This is, I got the George Lopez talk show, right? I'm going to do stand up. And there's a ping pong table backstage, and there's a foosball table backstage. So, and it's all very communal. Like, the dressing rooms are all like in a square. And Amare Stoudemire was the guest's basketball. Now, I'm like, oh man, I would love a photo with him, right? So, I'm there. My sister, I think, is there. My mom is there too, I think. And I look over, and my managers are playing ping pong. Now, I'm looking for them. Like, okay, you're my manager. Like, let's like make things happen here, or whatever.
Right,
like,
right.
They should be the ones coming up to me going, I'm on it. This is Stoudemire. Let's get a photo with him. It'd be good for da 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 da. So I'm like, I walk back in my dressing room. What the fuck? You know, like, I'm like upset that they're doing this. I walk back out and I look, they're taking pictures with Stoudemire. I go, what the fuck? Ping pong and photos? So I like your idea, and if you ever get one of these shows, and I don't want one of these shows just because the amount of work involved, and I'm not a stranger to work, but that's your churning out A lot of that's a lot. Not it's Monday through Friday, bro. But my, year round.
My idea of the show for it to work would be like when Leno was talking about. Can we say something from the show? Is that all right?
Yeah,
he was mentioning when we sat with Leno about Sean Connery coming on and using the shower. Right now, next time we have Connery on, I'd be like, we gotta go up when he's in the shower. And, you know, I'll just be outside the shower. I'll be like, Sean, we got to get you on. We got to get some of the Scottish song you're singing on camera.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
The fun of it all. But they don't do that anymore. No, it's like, you know, even when Kimmel set up the whole hang, there's only so much you could do. I think they started giving him a hard time because people were actually drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't even work anymore.
I guess you can't do it.
By the way, I just want to point out that this is real whiskey.
You're in town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the listeners always love this when you're in the world. On a flight.
By the way, trying to keep the Pete and Sebastian budget down with my travels. I was telling these guys coming here, even to the point where I took my Uber to the hotel. For $10 less, you can go with a Spanish-speaking Uber driver. Isn't that beautiful? I'm like, why is everything $75 and this one's only $55, $20 less, and it says driver only speaks Spanish. I'm like, we don't need to chit-chat.
So when you get in this guy's car...
Oh, I hit him with a... Hola. Then I slid into a que pasa, but then I go, I got to pull the brumps. When you start saying what's up in Spanish, they think you know full on Spanish, right?
So did it hit you with
I'm like, hola, que pasa? And I get in and he goes, hola. And I go, no español. And I go, but you know where to go. You know, right? And he goes, oh, si, si, no español. I go, no. It's un poco, guy. I do the guy. On the Spanish that I do know.
Fuck. I'm surprised he didn't turn around and go, yeah, no problem, bro. I know where I'm going.
Yeah, I, you know what I'm saying? I feel like he knows of English, but if he says it's English, then he's going to be back up to the $75 range. So, like, I could be working for Uber going, ah, you said hello in English, guy. Your next drive is regular amount.
But he's actually doing himself a disservice if he knows English and Spanish because he'd be making more money.
No, not really, because there was all these guys that speak English. Just stand. Everyone was going with the Spanish driver guy. Everybody's looking to save a buck with the inflation.
Do you?
And by the way, that's a guaranteed non-conversation.
Isn't there an option on Uber where you could go, I don't want to be talked to?
Well, it's an option you can tip, too, but... Yes, I heard about that. Cans mentioned that on the drive up. There's an option you can.
If you were an Uber driver,
yeah,
and you got a ride,
uh-huh.
And it says on the ride, it goes, I don't want to talk to you. Basically, what they're saying,
right.
And the person got in. Uh-huh. Would you have a different attitude towards that person because they checked the mark? I don't want to talk to the driver.
Well, you got to figure if you were an Uber driver, you would check that on your thing.
I'll
pick you up and I want to talk. Yeah,
I would have that in my profile.
That's
as an Uber.
What I'm saying. Yeah. You pick somebody up and they go, good morning. And you go, guy, you're not supposed to say shit. And he goes, I don't mind talking. I do, guy. Yeah, I'm wondering if there are people like you and me too, right? Especially early in the morning, you know. Yeah, but like that's a good question. If it says I don't want to talk to my Uber driver, can I then engage the Uber driver, or would the Uber driver be like,
yeah, or does the Uber driver go, you said you didn't want to talk to me,
right?
So I'm sorry,
right?
You checked that. Now I'm not talking to you. But like, what is talking, like, what is accepted? Like, if the guy turns around. The Uber driver to the guy that checked, I don't want to talk to you. But the Uber driver goes, listen, cold water's backed up. Do you mind if I go around and take a Laurel? Does the guy go, fuck you. I told you I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, I think so.
What's acceptable?
I think silence. I mean, have you ever gotten in an Uber car where he pulls up and you kind of go, like, you get in. You don't say a single word to him. He doesn't say a single word to you. And you just get out and go, thanks. That's it. It is wonderful. Isn't it so wonderful? It's like silence. And if he's playing music you like, that's great too. So like, you know, I just feel like, why would you want to talk? I feel like the guy who says no talking is making way more business. They must be mad about the Spanish guy.
Well, because he's less and they're probably taking more business. They might be going, I speak English, but let me go to Spanish because Spanish gets a lot more work.
That's like in my town, the real regular roofers get pissed when we use Amish roofers because it's like half the price.
Yeah, of course.
So anyway.
Where are you staying?
Beautiful place, which I want to promote. It's called the Hotel Mariposa. And it's really, they're just, I was there last time. They're fantastic, clean, nice, reasonably priced. Just little amenities I like. Free coffee, hot at all times. Nice gym.
I want to ask you about coffee, since you drink coffee a lot. Does it matter where the coffee comes from, or are you just one of these guys? It's like a free coffee in the lobby. I'm going to go get it.
No, not at all. I mean, if it wasn't going to be, it was decent coffee.
Like decent, doesn't like the morning coffee, don't you want more than decent? Don't you want something like, this is my first cup. I want to really enjoy this. For me, it's like, you know, like a bottle of wine. If I'm going to crack one open, it's going to be a nice bottle. Not going to be decent, right. You know, like
I hear you.
So
I, my first one, especially of a day, I love a good one. Yeah, I'm doing a lot now. I do a shot of espresso. I think they call it a red eye in a regular cup of coffee. But it's funny you say that, because just on the start of this road trip, I went to the hotel. I mean, I was in the airport, and they have, you ever heard of these? I'm sure you have. Illy's, Illys, right? And I normally go Starbucks. I'm like, let me try an Illy's. And I liked it with my espresso. And I took out my camera, and it was like 5:15 in the morning. And I put it on the thing on me, and I rated the Illy's. I was talking about it. And it was like total theft of one slice Boston Sports. You know, so I still have it on my phone, but I didn't do anything with it. But I do feel like I am a bit of a coffee connoisseur. And in a survival mode, I'll almost take anything. But no, actually, no, it's like you can't drink a shit wine. I can't even stomach a shitty cup of coffee. Watered down. I go to these towns and I just can't even get a good cup of coffee. I'm like, I would move. I'd make it myself.
Yeah. So now you're traveling with your own mug. Now,
yeah,
I'm gonna throw a wrinkle into your thing since you're such a coffee guy. And this was about 5 years ago. Lana and I would go to a hotel, and they would have just like the hotel coffee, you know, the coffee machine, the coffee grounds. And we're like, that's not really our vibe. We like that Nespresso coffee. So
good coffee.
Nespresso has a traveling case that you could put the coffee maker in it. Would it ever get to a point where you're traveling with your own coffee and coffee maker when you go on the road? Is this something?
I do bring a press, it's a plastic press. So sometimes I go on the road, I'll bring my own coffee and I'll throw the water in a microwave if they have one. Let it boil, and then, you know, I'm pressing my own coffee in my room, but it's time-consuming, and it's, like, ridiculous. So I've sort of reverted back to just buying it wherever I go, but sometimes I'm staying in hotels where there's no good coffee around, and I miss not having that. You guys got us for Christmas years ago an espresso machine.
You still have it?
We still use it. I can't believe how good the coffee is off of those, man.
Yeah.
So a precedent was set with that. So anything I drink has to be at least that good. And that's tough to start, you know?
Okay.
But coffee in Europe is just the best, man. In Italy.
Is it the best or is it the surroundings? Because I feel like if you're wake up and you're in the Amalfi Coast and you're looking at the beautiful scenery and the guy brings you a cup of coffee and you sip it,
right.
I think it could be Motel 6 type coffee.
Yeah.
But you're like, screw coffee.
Yeah. Nah, there's something to be said for that. But I do, it's just so thick and strong. Like, you know, there's a reason they drink espresso over there, because they're like couple of what I like about it, Europe too, they don't do a lot of coffee on the run. If I have coffee, I'm sitting down like a gentleman. I'm going to bang out a couple sips of my espresso, chat with you, and then go. So.
Yeah, you don't see Europe with like Stanley cups and are walking down the, you know, Fontana di Trevi and you know.
Oh, I love the reference.
Yeah, you're right. It's more of like they sit down, little spoon, little cup, maybe a little cookie.
Yeah.
And it's an experience. It's like a 3 or 4 minute thing.
Right.
They ain't like refilling.
Right.
Mid-afternoon.
Right.
oh, I'm jonesing for
but
another.
But that's because it's Italy, and they know, now I'm done, I have a couple sips here. Wherever I'm going, there's going to be good espresso there.
Oh, okay.
We're so, in America, yeah. Like, hold tight. Not until you're near another major city. It's going to be dog piss until you're in front of it. You know, I mean, yeah, rest stops, it's like, don't even turn the urn on. Don't even turn it on, bro. Truckers drinking that shit like yeah. It's good. Bro, all right, let's do this before we end the show. Top 20 famous people on the planet. I want to see one of the top 15 you actually have been to their house. See if you can guess that one. Now, again, I think it was you who coined the phrase jungle famous, meaning you could be walking through the middle of the jungle and they see you and know who you are.
So could I ask a couple? Could you give me some hints on questions that I ask?
Yeah.
Male or female?
The one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Male.
Okay. So DiCaprio.
No, you've been to his house.
Yeah, I've been to his house.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't share that one. Oh, yeah, the water.
Pickleball.
No, didn't even make the top 20.
He's not even in the top 20.
No. This one, when you get to think about it, you're going to go, oh, right, makes sense for what he did, da-da-da. There's some of them like that. Like this one, I'll just let you know, Taylor Swift is like 19.
This is currently.
Currently, although just
she's living.
Oh, people alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're saying I've been to one of these people's houses and it's not DiCaprio.
No. Another one of them is an athlete of a sport you like.
So I'm going to go with either Ronaldo or Messi on that.
I think they're both in the top five, but Ronaldo is like number two, I think.
Messi.
Because we're talking world.
World famous.
Do you believe that? There's a part of the world where Tom Cruise could be standing next to a soccer player and they don't know Tom Cruise. Who's that standing next to Lionel Messi? Oh my, what? Mind blown.
I think if Messi and Tom Cruise were walking in the jungle,
yeah,
I would have to think the whole tribe goes over to Tom Cruise.
You would think that, but...
Tom Cruise not in it?
No, he's not.
DiCaprio and Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Worldwide, dude.
Yeah, they're world famous. The movies, world famous movies. I think the site you're on sucks.
Oh, guy, listen, this is the internet, okay? I tell you, this guy is also in movies. Is that a big enough hint? And when you think about it, you're going to go, makes total sense. You're like, oh, because I thought I'm like him, and then I'm like, I went like this, and went him. Oh, right, yeah. 20 most famous people on the planet.
It is escaping me who this could be.
Wow.
Give me who it is.
Your child misbehaved on a piece of art.
Downey Jr.
Iron Man, bro. Iron Man.
Robert Downey, 13. Wow. So,
who else is in the top
10? Like LeBron James. LeBron James. Michael Jordan's got to be in there.
No.
Come on, bro. Elon Musk?
Yes.
Come on, bro. More than Jordan?
Today?
Is Elon Musk got his own shoes?
Dude, no. Michael Jordan, I'm sorry you're not waking up to your age, but like Larry Bird was trending and I was so excited and half the country was like, why is Larry Bird trending today? You know what I'm saying? Like there's a... Half the country doesn't even know who Larry Bird is.
Yeah, Larry Bird. I'm talking Michael Jordan, who is
Hey,
bro,
he don't play anymore.
If Michael Jordan is walking through the jungle,
okay,
and Elon Musk is,
All right, but now you're taking you're putting too much pressure on the jungle because now Elon Musk is walking through Austria. Today and Jordan is people go, wow, it looks like Michael Jordan.
No, it's not, it looks like Michael.
He don't play anymore, bro. That's not the same, I don't think.
Zuckerberg is on the list, bro. This list, come on, bro. He's walking through the jungle. They go, what the fuck? He must be lost, this guy.
I know, but so he gets no jungle action. But
this
he
guy,
gets, everybody with a computer knows this guy. Everybody with a computer. Knows this guy. So that's why he's on there. You understand?
Come on, man. Yeah.
You know,
Bezos.
Yeah. I agree. What else we got in the top 10? There's a Kardashians in the top 10. What's your take on that? There's a few of them.
I don't think that's right.
No?
No. That's not right. Third in the world? Come on. The site is...
Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez, number four. There's no way.
She's, dude, this is...
The number five will tell me for sure. This guy should be number one.
Dwayne The Rock should be number one.
Take a look at this guy.
Oh, my God.
Now,
jeez.
When he puts the shirt on to see if it fits.
Yeah. Yeah.
My God. Take a look at the button. The first button that's button looks like it could go at any minute. Like, throughout the day, if he has a sandwich,
right,
that button could leave, right?
God damn. Have you ever had a day where, like, you come out of shower and you've been working out a lot and, like, you can almost see, like, a three-pack or something? Like, you look good and you kind of, like, start posing a little and you're looking at yourself in the bathroom, right? I've done that. Like, I'm posing for a while. If I had that body, I'd never leave the bathroom. I just look at every time I got a shower, I'd be like, what the fuck is this? Look at this. I mean, he sings a song. He plays the guy from Moana, and the song is "You're Welcome." Yeah, and I feel like my daughter and I were playing that, and I said to Jackie, "I bet he plays that to the women he makes love with." He sings that.
Don't leave that. I need to go back. Now, I don't know if it's the angle or what. The neck alone.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the neck, bro.
Man.
But God. My question is, would you want to be that big?
No, not in regular everyday life, especially not flying coach.
I want to talk to you about flying coach and talk to you about flying in general. Wow. Did Pete have any pull of Pete's on the way here? Anything that you saw on the plane that was disturbing?
No, just a guy in the middle seat next to me coming here, older gentleman snoring with his mouth open. A cart came, I never saw this move. Can I get 3 bags of almonds and 1 Sun Chips? And the flight attendant's like, sure, no problem. And a Sprite. So he's doing a concession stand.
I have a problem with the more than one.
Right.
Because what row were you in?
I want to say 29.
How many?
31, guy. 31. I'm in the back.
Like, if she gives that, knowing that she's giving away her last Sun Chip, and the two rows have yet to get any yet.
Right.
Or do you think they just have an abundance where, if someone goes, give me 10 bags of Sun Chips.
I was getting that vibe that you weren't going to out-eat the Sun Chip supply that they had. You know, because she did the reach out and comes up with a big bag for him. Then on the next time around, he gets another Sprite and he gets 2 more bags of almonds, right? Overweight guy snoring with his mouth open. I'm not going to lie to you. After the show, I'm going to show you my notebook. I brought it. I was writing about him while he was sleeping. I'm literally writing. I'm sleeping next to a guy that I would not be surprised if he was dead by the end of the year. And then and then he stopped.
I thought you said by the end of the flight.
I can't believe you have this, because I said this on the cast. I wrote this for the cast. At one point, I thought he wasn't breathing anymore. And we were about an hour outside of L.A. What's your take? Cast question. Flying, if you think the person next to you has died and you're about an hour out from landing. Now, I know. I even wrote this in my book. I'm like, decay ain't kicking in an hour. If I tell them he's dead, we're going to land right away or wait for a new plane. I'll just do it. Oh, I thought he was sleeping. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, I knew he was dead for an hour. Just to, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm already next to a dead guy. What's another hour? It's not like I'm grossed out by it.
That's a great question. Right. Do you notify the airline that there's someone dead next to you? Or does that interrupt your flight travels?
Bro, I have my uncle, he's no longer with us, God rest him, but such a great story. He was on his way to work. He did construction in the city, and he went to walk the family dog, and it was no longer alive in its bed. This guy's old school. He wasn't missing out on his money. He's in the union. He's telling my dad, repeated the story to me. He goes to work knowing, like, in an hour and a half, he gets a call from his wife. The whole family's crying. The dog died. What? I took it out this morning. Meanwhile, he's like, it was dead when I was here in the morning. But let's say his wife's name is Nancy. Then Nancy would have made me call in for work. It would have been all thing. So that's the same thing with my flight. I thought the guy was dead. I'm like, still, let's land this bird. We'll deal with this corpse afterwards. Shit.
Do you think you'd be able to fly next to someone who you knew was dead.
For the sake of the show and the cast, I wanted to get here. So yes, I
I would have preferred he was dead. I mean, let's be honest. If I was a doctor, if I knew what he did on that plane, 2 Sprites, 5, 6 bags of almonds, what do you want me to do? What am I, a miracle worker? You know, I mean, Jesus. It's unbelievable. Slug-like, you know?
Slug-like. That's it.
If you had yogurt, it was great. I was like, right, look at the yogurt guy. Yogurt. I'll tell your family about you.
Do you ever eat
meaning the... he's not going to be around.
Do you ever eat healthy around people that are unhealthy, hoping they go, oh, maybe I should have yogurt? Do you make totally. It pronounced like... See, this could keep you alive.
I honestly thought I would enjoy a nice bag of almonds to go with my yogurt, but I didn't go with the almonds just to be like, when she goes out, and I went to something like, no, like that. Slug.
But you're no.
But it's lost on this loser.
Yeah, he don't know.
No, he don't know. And now I don't got almonds.
If you leave here with anything today, folks, just know that if you're ever on a flight with Pete Corielli and you're sitting next to him, he wishes you were dead.
And if I start pulling out a pen and writing, I am writing about you.
Absolutely. Oh, there you have it, Pete and Sebastian Show. Great hang once again. After these three episodes that we just filmed, I'm gonna. You might have to move here.
I think about it all the time, bro. It's never looked so beautiful. I'm sorry, like the rain is causing problems, but it is so green and lush and stunning.
Yeah, it is becoming jungle like here in California. We'll see you next week.
The show has ended.
Leno is just lives a life of, I'm here now.